Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And not believing the full counsel of God. He tells us to awake. I'm telling you, so many of us are asleep. But when God wakes us up, we need to stay woke up. Because why? Our salvation is near. You know, there's a scripture that talks about Jesus Christ coming as a thief in the night. We love to quote that. But if you keep reading that, it comes as a thief for the night for those that are not ready. But if we are ready, we will not be caught as a thief in the night. Because Christ told us about the time that he would come. Not the exact time. We don't know the exact time. But we do know the season. And I can tell you, I believe that we are in that season. But what he tells us, verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. What works of darkness are a child of God is doing? He says, cast off the works of darkness. It is a sad day when you call yourself a Christian and you are working the works of darkness. He says, awake and cast these things off because the time is short. Now, let's look at verse 6 back in Colossians chapter 4. This is our last verse and we're coming home. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 says this. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Wow. We must tell people the truth. We can't give them a half truth. A half truth presented as the whole truth is an untruth. You need to give the whole counsel of God. Yes, we need to preach the love of God, the love of Jesus, but you also need to preach about the wrath of God. It'll be a difference when you preach the whole counsel of God. Now, he says, let your speech be with grace. You don't want to beat people on the head with a hammer. I've seen some of these Christian groups just beating people on the head, saying all these bad things. But God says, let your speech be with grace. Nobody wants to come down with the hammer. God's word is tough enough. It'll work on your heart. It'll do enough. It'll do enough job on you. You don't have to put the hammer on them. What is grace? Here's what grace is. You probably heard it. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. You need to let them know that we have the grace of God by Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rose on that third day. And when he was on that cross, God pulled out the wrath of God upon Jesus, which nobody else could take. And he took that and he died. And on that third day, he rose from the grave. So God wants us to speak with grace. And then season with salt. That's the truth. Keep it real. Don't play with people. You know, so many times we are not telling people what God wants us to tell them because we're afraid of hurting their feelings. Folks, if they die without Christ, trust me, that's far worse than hurting your feelings. God wants us to tell the truth, seasoned with salt. And then I like what it says here, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Do you know how to answer every man? Are you prepared to present the gospel of Christ to someone? You know, it's a sad day when a Christian cannot witness to another person. Remember, I told you, if you witness, that means you saw something take place. So when you tell me you can't witness, you haven't seen it. You haven't seen the change in you. Because a witness simply talks about what he has seen. So God wants us to be ready to give an answer. Now, as we close here, he tells us that we need to be wise. Redeem the time that we can be wise. How do you know that you're being wise? One of my favorite scripture is Proverbs 11.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.